This is a HeadGum Podcast.
Getting the smile and confidence you've been dreaming about, all from the comfort of your home, isn't a total mystery with Byte Clear Aligners. Just don't be surprised if all your friends start asking, "What's your secret?" Begin by ordering your at-home impression kit today for only $14.95. Byte Clear Aligners are doctor-directed and delivered to your door. Treatment costs thousands less than braces, plus they offer flexible financing, accept eligible insurance, and you can pay with your HSA FSA. Get 80% off your impression kit when you use code WONDERY at Byte.com. That's BYTE.com. Start your confidence journey today with Byte.
I do all the arrangements ahead of time to look at the eclipse. I get the glasses. I send my family to a hotel. I have my outfit. Go outside.
Check. I mean, everything's sounding perfect right now.
And I take a heavy ass look at the eclipse for the entire window that I've set aside to do this. For
big
the entire length
eclipse.
That the eclipse is, you know, I do my research. And somebody walks by, catch me looking at it. And they say, "Hey, do you want to look at the eclipse over here? It just ended." And I'm like, "What? It just ended. What was I looking at?"
Right. Stop.
And they said, "That's not the eclipse. That's an eclair."
Oh wow! So even further than a stop sign, which was my first guess, which I actually thought was
is that even
borderline
further? I guess
comedic.
So. It sounds very similar. I don't know. That's further.
If you're spelling it,
I mean,
guess
if I'm
closer.
Looking at something that is actively telling me to stop, I would feel dumber about that. It's telling me to stop looking at it. There's nothing written
right
on the eclair that's like, do
my,
this,
my
do
point
that
is merely, Hayes, that my initial guess of stop sign to me was borderline comedic.
Okay.
And I assumed that what you were looking at would be a different celestial body or something, you know, something in the sky at least. But then when I hear an eclair, I mean, I immediately picture it inside of a bakery, you know, under glass or something.
No.
So it's like,
and I explicitly did say I went.
Well, you said you went outside, but I'm going, where was the location of it? You do look up at least at a stop sign. The eclair was up high.
It was in the back seat of my car.
Yep.
And so I had to go outside to the car and open the car door and like be looking inside my car at the eclair, just sitting on the seat.
So yeah. So while again my guess was intentionally somewhat comedic.
Okay.
I do think it was closer because in order to look at the eclair, although the word granted is more similar to eclipse, I don't think you would have needed to even know, and you didn't know. Someone told you. It wasn't, was eclair written on the eclair?
No.
Okay, because you
as,
seem
as
to
I said
think
before,
that the,
nothing was written on it, so that's canon at this point.
So,
there is nothing written on the eclair.
Okay, but I'm trying to find an avenue for you because it does start with ECL, which to you made it closer to looking at eclipse than looking at a stop sign would be. But it doesn't matter what it's called. If you're looking at a fucking lump of dough and chocolate sitting in the back seat of a car.
This has come in handy sometimes, and it has been a hindrance at other times. I have a natural autocomplete function. I was born with it. I've always done it.
Like, kind of like an ellipsis.
We will get to you, Matt.
I know.
And when you
will
said
get
that,
to you, and
I think
can't
you've gotten
wait
to me.
When you said that,
I can't wait until we get to you.
You've actually gotten to me. I can't take it anymore.
Okay. All right.
And so what's got me
well,
what's
we
got
have,
me so
we have
fucked
a
up
neutral party here
is I wasn't even wearing the right glasses to be looking at that. And so it can actually be really dangerous.
To look at the eclair?
To look at the eclair without...
You had eclipse glasses and you're looking at the eclair. Glasses. Yeah. Mm. Mm-hmm.
Are we
so
to meet
a little
yet?
Space, a droplet of grace,
mm-hmm.
I think is called for at this time.
Mm-hmm.
We haven't even introduced
it's you. It's like you're which, playing football with a batting helmet on.
Exactly.
It's like, yeah,
yes.
You're wearing a helmet.
Which happened in a commercial.
It's protective.
Yeah.
Yeah, well... Talk about the commercial, and we'll get to you, Matt.
He got hurt.
Do you have any idea how soon?
I know it gets further away when you do your thing.
Okay. All right. Fun's fun. All right. I'll hang back.
You're here. You have some sort of announcement or some new thing, some big money grab you're doing, and we always like to try to be supportive when that comes up for you. So, like, what's the angle this time?
Rising tide.
What's the, yeah,
you know what
exactly.
I mean? And you then know? It will kill millions.
Mm-hmm.
Well, I mean, I just have a new podcast.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
This, the tsunami, mm-hmm. right?
Mm-hmm.
Wipe what? Out the entire coast with this thing. And that is the only people who listen to your podcast are the coastal elites.
That's right. That's yeah. Well, I don't think that's true with this one, actually. I think this one's going to be different. Yeah.
Yeah. Okay. What's this one about?
What markets?
Fucking.
What markets are we talking about?
I think we're talking about.
Cheeseburgers. That's the fucking Doughboys. They're the only ones
America.
Who got the middle of the country, right? Well, our podcast is cheeseburgers. The fuck up. Don't even eat the stuff.
They don't eat
makes
the food.
Me sick. They don't eat the food.
Have you done it?
Done what?
Doughboys.
Have you been on Doughboys?
Oh, no. No. I see what you're saying.
You haven't done it?
No, I haven't. No.
Oh, you haven't?
Okay. Yeah.
That makes me feel better. We used to do it. It's been about 7 years.
Mm.
Yeah.
They don't eat the food.
They don't eat the food.
You think they're going to eat at fucking rallies or whatever? These are like...
They don't ever eat the food. Food, ever?
They're millionaires many times over.
Yeah. They're not eating the food at rallies.
Right.
Yeah. No, they bring in like... They bring food in a rally's bag. They watch you eat the rallies. And then they're pulling out these like, what is it? It's like shiny what
yeah,
they eat.
It's really
I don't
shiny.
Know what
like,
it is.
It's not a food
it's
that the
like,
rest of us know about.
No,
we can't
it's
really
not something
give,
that
we can't
like,
give
ever
name
had
to
access
some kind
to.
Of like
yeah.
Soylent Green mochi dumpling or something like that.
It's shinier. Mochi is actually one of the least shiny things.
Okay, yeah, it doesn't
so,
really shine.
It's like
yeah.
covered
it's
in
matte.
Powder. It's
yeah.
like... That there's
yeah,
it was the
one
it was the dumpling
that it was shiny
sheen. I was referring to the sheen of the dumpling,
okay,
and the shape mm-hmm. of the mochi.
Okay, mm-hmm. yeah,
okay. Yeah.
Okay. Just going off the one piece of information, I would just say that that's not. But here I am. I don't have.
Well, I truly don't know
because they don't.
So
say
your
that,
guess is as good as mine.
Either.
A little worse because you said mochi, but like or but yeah, it's. It's not that I'm certain, but I also don't know what it is. So who am yeah. I to criticize, you know, your bad guess?
Thank
you know,
you.
I didn't even make a bad guess.
Right. You didn't even try.
No.
You miss all the strikes that you don't hit, you know?
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Football.
That's right.
Football in a batting helmet.
Football in a batting helmet, right? No, no, no.
The show?
Not safe.
Uh-huh.
The show
the show is,
It's called Keys to the Kingdom.
Keys
okay.
yeah. to the Kingdom.
Okay.
Yeah.
So we're uh-huh. going overseas. For
uh-huh.
No.
Right?
This is as domestic markets. As can get.
Okay.
There is we're an international appeal.
Song by song, Alicia Keys discography. We are.
I'll be back for that next year. Okay, mark okay. my words.
All right.
I'll be back for that show.
Okay.
This is an 8-part, highly produced docuseries about theme park workers.
Okay.
And all the stories that go on behind the scenes at mm-hmm. your favorite major theme park attractions.
Okay.
Yeah. Oh.
Okay.
I was there, me too, at the theme park. Mm-hmm.
That's right. Basically,
oh.
I was there, me that's too, basically right. Park. Now that I think of it, that's
yes.
basically what we've done. I have to go.
And who's we?
Me and my wife, Amanda Lund, who's
okay.
been a guest on this show, another reluctant guest on this show.
Amanda, yeah. That was fun when she came on.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Why do you say
did
it like
she
that?
Not just, I just remember enjoying making that episode.
Okay.
And she's not available today?
No, she couldn't come.
Couldn't
make
it.
Couldn't come.
She, what's the, if you change one word in couldn't, and it's the first word, one of the letters.
Well, the first word
wouldn't
was she.
She wouldn't come.
Yeah. Well, yeah. You said she couldn't come, and then you said you change one word.
Yeah, I messed up.
And then you said it's the first word, so it's she.
I meant to say the first letter, you got me.
Uh-huh.
You got me.
The.
Yeah.
The wouldn't come.
The couldn't come.
The first
right.
letter
right.
yeah.
of couldn't.
Mm-hmm.
Right.
To wouldn't.
Mm-hmm.
And I added another
this is,
letter.
This is Matt talking about his wife.
Mm-hmm.
And the sentences he's working with are, she couldn't come, but he wants it to be clear. No, no, she wouldn't come. Can't or won't.
Oh, oh, she's here for the podcast.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Oh,
yeah,
okay.
Yeah.
Yeah.
No, actually, she's not here because oh. someone has to watch our daughter.
Aha.
And we drew straws as to who had to come.
Right.
Hey,
so yeah. that's mutual hey, because.
Yeah. Check it out.
Shh. Keep talking, Matt.
Okay.
Okay.
Well,
Shh.
Okay. She sends her
from
regret.
Come. From the kitchen.
Liquid IV packets.
No, 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 no.
No.
Oh.
Salt. Zero sugar element.
Oh, I think that's a competing brand. Yeah.
Grapefruit salt, watermelon salt, and citrus salt.
Oh. Oh.
Yeah, I know. That's why I'm getting them the fuck out of here. Nobody allowed to have them.
So that's a mutual decision. We, of course, have a no babies policy on this show. Because of some of their views.
Mm-hmm.
What problem have you had with babies' views?
We are ideologically opposed because of some of their views on basically what it's okay to do and say to daddy.
Yep.
Oh, I get that.
Some babies seem to think it's okay to make a mess on daddy.
Mm-hmm.
And this is a position.
Oh, by the way, God bless you. You haven't dealt with this.
Mm-hmm.
There are babies who feel it's okay to pull on daddy's beard.
Yes.
Mm-hmm. Oh, I had
this
a beard for a while.
This is happening.
It's happened to me.
This is
you had a beard for a while until
baby pulled it off. Baby pulled it off.
Hair by hair.
Yeah, and they'll do that.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
And we strongly disavow these beliefs of theirs, and we will not be having them on our show.
I can get on board with that, I think.
No babies.
Mm-hmm. We got to get rid of it. You know what my baby said this morning?
What?
More bacon. She's one of these epic bacon bros.
She said, oh, no.
Wait, a bacon brother or a bacon bro? There's a big difference.
Well, okay, which one did I say? What you said or a different thing I brought into the conversation? Because that would be different. Oh, okay.
I just wanted to clarify.
Like,
I just wanted
cool.
I wanted to clarify
it was what you said and not the thing that I introduced that was totally different. Because I think that's different.
So she said, Lol Zor's epic bacon Zor's?
Yeah. No, it's just like, and a lot of mornings, that's like all she says to me.
Oh, no.
Like, I'm trying to talk about, like, our life, like, what we're going to do.
Making plans.
Like, what we're going to be, you know? And it's like, more bacon. It's so reductive.
More bacon with wind sauce.
Yes. Hmm. Don't forget the wind sauce, Daddy.
What's wind sauce?
I think it's syrup. Which can actually be pretty.
It is
can
maple
actually
syrup.
Be epic.
It is maple syrup. Yeah.
Okay. Real maple mm-hmm. syrup.
Yeah.
I'm sorry if I offended you.
Yeah. It's not. It's not offensive. I guess. Like.
I mean, we're
you're
not
annoying me.
I mean, we're not leave. The Doughboys, but like.
I don't have
to. Yeah, we could buy real maple syrup. Like.
Yeah.
Okay.
What kind of This is what you want the show to be. What kind of syrup do you use, Matt?
I guess, well, maple syrup as well. Whatever's in the fridge, I don't know. I'm not that picky about it.
Whatever's in the fridge.
Syrup-wise.
Yeah. Someone
daddy.
Who doesn't do his daddy own
just,
grocery
daddy
shopping.
Just comes home.
Yeah.
It's just a total surprise, whatever's mm-hmm. in there today.
Yeah.
Magically must restock itself.
Well, the fridge refills with its own syrup, and I just use what's in there.
That's,
yeah.
That's about right.
Nobody has to go and buy it. Nobody has to do anything.
Starting to see what some of these babies are talking about, and I honestly never thought.
No, exactly. I'm starting to understand what, you know,
never
why
thought
daddy
I would see
has
the other
the reputation
side of this.
Yes. He seems to have.
Oh, yes. No, that's not true. I get along very well with my child. I don't think that that's what you're talking about. That's not fair.
Okay. Well, the podcast isn't about being fair. The podcast is about being real as fuck. Yeah.
Opens the fridge. Uh-huh. Classic daddy.
Yeah. You guys seem like fine daddies.
You know what? I don't know what you mean by that.
Oh, really?
It feels a little loaded.
You don't want to just take me at my word like you kind of requested just a moment ago? Fine daddies. Fine daddies. You'll do.
Fine daddies.
Fine daddies.
This daddy will do.
This daddy will do.
My daughter's favorite book.
Daddy does it.
Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Yeah. I guess we are fine daddies. So the show is what? It's like people being like, Mickey, you know, pissed in his costume and like I had to clean it up or like what's going on.
Not
it's
far
like
off. Crazy some that similar happened. Similar stories.
Some of the mascot
that.
Stuff. Okay.
They're not mascots.
Yeah. They're characters.
Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. Amanda and I both worked at theme parks for a number of years and we met at a theme park.
Mm-hmm.
And she was a princess. And so there's an episode on princesses. We interview a lot of princesses, some people that don't want to reveal their identity for fear of losing their job, that kind of thing.
Uh-huh.
We interview fuzzy characters, the union performers, guests, things like mm-hmm. that.
Are you
yeah.
concerned that the hosts of Podcast The Ride will have already created, their podcast has led to policy at these theme parks prohibiting anyone from speaking to a podcast host?
Is that right?
Just because of their, just kind of like their whole thing
uh-huh.
has kind of alienated the whole, like has created essentially.
The relationship between theme parks and podcasts.
Is irreparably damaged.
Yes, yeah. It's forever been changed.
Yeah, I don't think we're ever going to, well, this is not in any way something to mend the fences. I mean, we're going all in on this. I mean, we have some good. That's even keeled. We talk about some of the good that the parks do, but we talk
having
about some
fun. Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Having fun and stuff, right? It's got to come up.
You must be a real enthusiast.
Well, I'm no stranger to a little bit of fun now and then. I don't talk about it on the show so much, but I do like to have it.
And it is true that you call it like a theme park.
Yeah.
But that is basically the theme.
Fun.
I mean, at some of these parks, it's like, show me the theme.
Well, some know? Of them no, are theme parks. Those are amusement parks. So, you know, Magic Mountain isn't really a theme park.
Okay, so you won't be talking about Magic Mountain?
It comes up, but we're not.
Okay, so you won't. Okay. No. I'm sorry. You're putting these.
No, we mentioned it in terms of this is not, specifically to say this is not a theme park. This is an amusement park. And that's fair. That's fair.
Okay, so you just mentioned it just to clarify why you won't.
You only mentioned it to say
it.
We don't talk about it
that's,
on this
there's
podcast.
One other time we mention it, and mm-hmm. it's because
and
someone
it
has
to talk about it on the podcast.
Someone has a story
it's
about
to do the very
getting
thing
stuck
that
on a roller
spits
coaster.
In the face of the only other time it gets mentioned and the premise of the show.
I reject your premise. We
it's
can talk about
theme
any
park.
Theme or amusement
it's
park
not a
we
theme
want
park
to.
Podcast.
We talk about Hell Houses. We talk about everything in this. It's anything that's related. We'll do what we want to do.
Is that a theme park?
What, a Hell House?
Yeah.
No.
So what is a theme park?
Yeah. A theme park is a park with a theme.
But name one.
Well, Disney has fantasy. Universal Studios has movies. Knott's Berry Farm has the Old West. Those are the themes.
Knott's Berry... It's all...
Go ahead. Try to poke holes in this. This is solid.
Disney's is fantasy?
Yeah, magic. Fantasy.
But Magic Mountain has like freaking like those big strong guys running around.
Who?
That doesn't count.
Wrestlers? Who?
Who's... I don't know. You think I'm going to stick around and talk to these guys?
No, man. I see a guy that strong. I hightail it out of there.
But there's no cohesive theme.
I was here for fun, not to get tossed around.
There's no cohesive theme?
Not at Magic Mountain.
But there is at Disney.
Yes.
But it's got all these...
But that's like... such a... I mean, that's such a broad theme. I would then say that the Magic Mountain theme is also fantasy.
No. It's thrill rides. But that's not a theme.
Well, you just said that the theme is
thrill. Well, you said
no, I didn't.
Yes, you did.
You said it's thrill rides. To me, that's more specific, actually, than fantasy, where it's like, if
why don't you go to Magic Mountain
and the Little Mermaid are in the same theme, then the theme is just like stuff that's made up.
Yeah.
Okay.
Fantasy.
So they also have
the theme of the other one is like you're at a park. Like the theme is rides.
That's
like
that
is more specific.
And they also have thrill rides, and a lot of the rides at Magic Mountain that they say like Joker invented this one to kill you.
Mm-hmm.
It's his ride. He owns it.
I'm just saying generally.
Uh-huh.
The categorization of theme park and amusement park, it varies. Does Legoland
like
have a theme?
Like the Indiana Jones like live show.
Yeah.
And then like
the Stunt Spectacular?
Yeah.
Yeah.
And then like,
but that's a theme park that's based around
Splash
movies.
Splash Mountain, RIP.
But that's not in the same park.
Okay, what's the live show at Disney then?
There's not really any. There's like a
there is
the Country Bears.
Well, you mean what?
No, there's like a theater a, they do a, and you sit and like
the
attend.
Lion King musical there. And then there's, oh, the one at California Adventure.
Yeah.
It's either Aladdin or Frozen or something. I'm not sure.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I don't know.
You got to figure this out before you.
And then
it's too late. The podcast is done.
Airs.
When does this come out?
The theme is movies.
You can always go back in there because it hasn't hit the... the feed yet, hitting, has it?
As of this recording.
You got to know if it's a lot.
It comes out in 2 days.
Minimum.
2 days.
I think this episode this episode should probably be the first episode of your new podcast where we just kind of go through and figure out like what the rules are going to be.
No. Uh-uh. That would ruin it.
So much of the shit you're saying makes no fucking sense. And I want to be able to enjoy the show, you know, because like,
but
I'm
I have
a fan
to
of
have
yours.
My feet like steadily on the ground.
What
I'm
more?
Listening,
what
you know?
Don't you understand? How can I clear this up for you?
I don't understand how somebody I'm such a huge fan
about.
Of like blew it this bad because I've been rooting for you. I've been fucking pumping you up behind the scenes.
That's
like
true.
I am like your guy. I'm a dog for you out in those streets, man.
Yeah,
I am like fucking chief president, leader, mayor of the fan club. And I am ashamed of myself that I have associated with a brand that is so confused and so lost right now. And you're talking about putting this thing out without releasing this first to say, hey man, you know, we new kid, like COVID, like it's like, you know, shit got fucked up. And so like, I'm sorry, like here, listen if you want, but probably not because we don't know what it is. Like, we don't know what we made. We maybe don't know what the parks are.
There's no shame in it either. There's, like,
oh my
God. In that kind of radical honesty, there is no shame.
I don't have any shame
in
it. There's
fucking
nothing
up this bad.
There's nothing to be shameful about.
Well, I am ashamed. I am ashamed because I did say to basically anyone who would listen,
your money's
girly
safe.
Girly don't miss.
Yep. Your
girly
money's
don't
safe
miss.
With this guy.
This is crazy coming
don't
from
miss.
You guys.
And then
say,
you come on, you go, hey guys, just so you know, I missed.
No. How many times have I been on this podcast? 3 or 4 times? Each time I come on this thing, and I'm familiar with the podcast, I don't know where the fuck I am or what's going on or who you people are.
It's a different room.
Yeah.
Pretty much every time. Not helpful for us either, to be
honest. Okay,
no,
so
no.
And
you're telling me?
And what you're hearing from me is accountability.
Mm-hmm.
Okay?
Yeah. I don't
concept
go.
Concept you
I don't
might
want
to introduce yourself to. You're hearing accountability. Every time we have you on the show, it's in a completely different building.
I can help you, actually. The theme of the podcast is fantasy.
Yeah.
No. That's passive aggressivism. It's bitterness. It's cynicism. Frankly, it's unfriendly.
Projection.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, it's about projection. You're right.
Uh-huh. Yeah, I am right.
Yeah.
And guess who figured that out?
I did.
Yeah, by projecting.
Uh-uh.
Mm-hmm. Uh-uh. You're telling on yourself, sweetie.
Hollywood Handbook.
Guys tend to think looking sharp means starchy Oxfords and stiff chinos rather than effortless comfort, but it is possible to have it both ways. Mack Weldon makes timeless apparel with modern performance fabrics for guys who want to look and feel sharp without sacrificing comfort. We're so excited to be working with Mack Weldon again. We wear Mack Weldon stuff. I'm wearing a Mack Weldon sweatshirt right now, but it has been, we've had a few years in the wilderness.
Great stuff. Yeah. We had a little bit of a period where we were not actively engaged in this partnership with them. It was really hard on us. I like to think it was hard on them. I don't know. That wasn't expressed to us ever. We struggled in that time.
And that was, I think, part of it was like really wanting to maintain a total separation from the partnership for a while. We are back. Mack Weldon, the underwear's great. The Ace sweatpants.
The sweatpants I have always loved. I recently ordered, and I will report back on them in the next ad, fingers crossed, if we have one, and I hope we do. What's going on? But I did order a polo shirt.
Wow.
A silver, and silver is their special fabric that is like antimicrobial. I got the Silver Peak polo shirt, and I don't really wear those, but I do kind of like them. And this could be a whole new me that you end up seeing.
And so people might be asking, we'll just cover it in this ad before we move forward, what happened to Mack and Weldon, the prospector characters you used to do for Mack Weldon ads. Mack and Weldon are dead. We want to like underscore that fact. It was very important to...
Yeah, it was not the only reason that for the break, but we did give them their space. We did take a break, and Mack and Weldon wasn't not a reason that we came to that place with this company. And so they are dead. You know, no reason to go into any of the gruesome details. Those characters have been killed, murdered. And that's how they're dead. Was not natural causes, was not anything peaceful. They're gone.
Breathable underwear that keeps you cool, dry, and comfy all day. Crazy comfortable but elevated sweatpants from the Ace collection. The Silver Peak polo, the Silver Crew neck t-shirt. Great stuff. Get it at Mack Weldon. Timeless looks with modern comfort. Go to MackWeldon.com and get 20% off your first order with promo code THEBOYS. That's M-A-C-K. WELDON.com, promo code the boys.
Let's face it, folks, shopping for loved ones can be difficult, but Aura is making it a lot easier. Are you looking for the perfect gift to celebrate the moms in your life? I know I am. Aura frames are beautiful Wi-Fi connected digital picture frames that allow you to share and display unlimited photos. It's super easy to upload and share photos via the Aura app. And if you're giving an Aura as a gift, you can personalize the frame with preloaded photos. So I took advantage of this. Obviously, people know I'm a wife guy, and my wife is also a mom. So for Mother's Day this year, I know I want to give her something special that makes her life a little bit easier. So I'm going to preload the Aura frame with images of gifts that I want her to buy me. That way, I'm taking so much of the pressure of shopping for me off of my wife. It's called being a considerate husband, and I can't imagine a better gift than a frame with a series of images of items I wish I had. From grandmothers to new mothers to aunts to even friends in your life, everyone will love an Aura frame. It was named the best digital photo frame by Wirecutter and selected as one of Oprah's favorite things. Aura frames are guaranteed to bring joy to moms of all ages. And they make it easier to let them know where they've maybe been letting you down and not getting you exactly what you want. That's why there's nothing more passive-aggressive and thoughtful than an Aura frame. Right now, they've got a great deal for Mother's Day. Listeners can save on the perfect gift by visiting AuraFrames.com to get $30 off plus free shipping on their best-selling frame. That's AuraFrames.com. Use code THEBOYS at checkout to save. Oh, and terms and conditions? Yeah, they apply.
Hey, did you guys know nearly 75% of people have subscriptions they've forgotten about? Before I started using Rocket Money, I thought I had about like maybe 3-4 subscriptions. I couldn't believe it when they showed me I was paying for 5 million subscriptions every month. Between streaming services, fitness apps, delivery services, just never ending. I had subscribed with the police for a permit to smoke trees. This was many years ago. I mean, like, I barely used it. I haven't smoked trees in like in many, many years. And they make it so hard to cancel. You have to go to the police station. They're like, you sure? Sure would be nice to like smoke down a big ass tree right now. And like they just make it seem more appealing than it actually is. Thanks to Rocket Money, I'm no longer wasting money on that subscription. Any other, they went down to the police station for me. They talked to the chief. Like, they make it so easy. They find and cancel your unwanted subscriptions. They monitor your spending, help you lower your bills so that you can grow your savings. You have full control over your subscriptions, a clear view of your expenses. They're all in one place. Over 5 million users. They've saved a total of 500 million in canceled subscriptions because, yeah, I mean, each one, just like do the math, I had 5 million each would cost $100. Saving members up to $740 a year when using all of the app's features. Stop wasting money on things you don't use. Cancel your unwanted subscriptions by going to rocketmoney.com/theboys. That's rocketmoney.com/theboys, rocketmoney.com/theboys.
Delve into the shadows of the mind with Sleeping Dogs, a gripping murder mystery starring Academy Award winner Russell Crowe, now available on digital. Crowe portrays an ex-homicide detective unraveling a brutal murder he can't recall. Uncovering secrets from his past, he learns a chilling truth. It's best to let sleeping dogs lie. Visit sleepingdogsmovie.com/wondery to watch Sleeping Dogs, now on digital. That's sleepingdogsmovie.com/wondery.
Hollywood Handbook.
Did you talk to Amanda at all about like what makes a good like experience, you know, like how to like be on the show in a way where everyone is like, because they, you know, they come on the show and like they're
hi.
Yeah, they come on the show and we have fun. Yeah, we touch our feet touched by accident.
And like, you know, with like they get nasty and like, you know, we spar a little bit, but it's all fun.
Right.
You know, it's all.
Oh, believe me, they give as good as they get.
Yeah.
And so everyone leaves feeling like they said their piece.
She did not want to come here today.
Of course not.
I had to come.
Of course not. She's already done it successfully, it's checked off. You need to keep returning again and again. And so we're obviously, this episode's not going to be the one, but we'd like to figure it out for next time so that we can kind of have like a really positive experience for everybody.
I don't think there's going to be a next time. I think this might
You think you're going to pull it out in the next, you know, we only got like, we're over the hump.
We can't do it that long.
Win, lose, or draw, I don't think I'm coming back. I think this is it for me. I think I've had it.
Well, it's going to be, keep in mind that it's going to be in a new building next time.
Yeah.
So you're not even curious what it's going to look like.
Yeah, you don't want to see where we are.
No, what's the building like? What's the story there? How come you guys are in a new building? This is already pretty new.
How come we will be next time?
Yeah.
Fuck if I know.
Yeah, okay. Jesus Christ, man. No, we'd like to just find a nice little home, settle down, and like, make the show. But
Lord knows something is going to happen.
Mm-hmm.
And I'm not going to know it was my fault until a couple years later.
Oh, yeah.
The part that's in our control is just making the show. And that part's not really in our control.
Okay.
So when you ask me, like, why'd it move or where will it be? I just have to say, like, hey, man, you're asking the wrong guy.
Okay.
You need to ask the big man.
Who's that?
Kevin.
Kevin.
Yeah.
Yeah. Okay. Kevin. He's the only one I feel like is friendly here, is nice, you know?
Mm-hmm. I wouldn't mind defending you a lot the whole time. Yeah. He's been jumping in and like saying like, no, don't treat Matt this way. Oh, no, wait, he's been laughing his fucking ass off behind the fucking desk. You know what I mean? Go ahead, Kevin. What do you want to say?
Speaking of jumping in.
Great.
We have some special messages
from someone.
Who was speaking
of jumping in?
You guys?
Did I say that?
Speaking of jumping in, we actually have special messages from someone who couldn't be here this morning.
Mm-hmm.
Let's see how this sounds.
Boys, boys, boys. It's Amanda here. I'm so sorry I can't be on the show today. And thank you so much for generously accepting the appearance of my husband, Matt Gorley, in my proxy. I had quite an intense healing session with my Reiki master yesterday, and she suggested I isolate for the next 48 hours in order to avoid any people with toxic energy that might be able to penetrate open pores. But anyway, I am so excited to be promoting Keys to the Kingdom. Mm. And I know that, you know, Sean and Hayes have been following my career very closely. Mm-hmm. But for everyone else who doesn't know, when I was 16 years old, I got a job playing a princess at Disneyland. And I played Cinderella,
say the theme park,
Aurora, or Sleeping Beauty, or Briar Rose. That's all one character, you know. And Ariel, the Little Mermaid at Disneyland Resort. Also worked at Tokyo Disney playing Mary Poppins and Cinderella. And oh, the stories I have. But, you know, if you want to hear them, you're going to have to check out Keys to the Kingdom. You know, just off the top of my head, there was...
I don't have any off the top of my head.
So sue me. But I hope the interview is going well, and I'm going to check back in a little bit. And back to you, honey.
Okay.
So.
Well, what do you have to say about that?
Okay, so you didn't think she was talking about you when she said, honey? Like,
yeah, when she said, back to you, honey.
Are you supposed to talk?
And then you turned to me and said, so.
You think she's talking about Sean?
I guess my name really
didn't
came,
feel like
just
it was my place
yeah.
to take the lead off that. It's not my show, you know?
Well, it is hers to an extent. She is, you know, she has a pretty large...
massive financial
stake
participant.
In it.
Yeah.
Uh-huh.
So, and that actually makes me wonder, what's the hat pack scenario with her and Maria? Mm. Has anything been carved out there? Because my first instinct is like, don't lay a finger on it.
Don't mm-hmm. tell them, yeah.
But now I'm also thinking we might be a little overexposed on this.
Yeah.
On this thing. And we could maybe use...
It might
like,
protect us.
I don't understand.
Some additional partners so she doesn't involve you with that. It's like the fridge, I guess, huh?
Yeah.
There's just... both the bank account and...
Hey, Gurley, do me a favor.
Is syrup in there or it's not?
It's Gurley. It's not Gurley.
Okay.
Okay.
Great.
I'm getting charged.
Hey, Gorley, what? Do me a favor.
Yeah?
When there's something you don't understand,
mm-hmm.
you don't need to chime in and tell us. It'll be more interesting to me when you do understand. That'll be when you can really help us out.
I understand what you're saying. How's that?
Love okay. it, man.
Yeah.
This is interesting. This is forward progress.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah, I'm sorry about the name thing, dude.
That's all right.
Fucking somebody told me the opposite before. Might have been Kevin.
Hey, Gorley, try this on for size. Just toss a hat. Wow.
Fumbled the bag.
He edit the video so he catches it. I don't want it to seem like the hat's hard to catch.
So.
All right. So this is your hat. You make this hat? You manufacture this?
What's this is our deal? Hat. We make this hat. We manufacture this. And we have... gone a little out over our skis with the production, some of the quantity. We're a little overstocked.
Really? It's a great hat.
Fits it like looks
a glove.
Awesome.
Fits like a glove.
It looks badass.
Can I?
What?
Can I adjust the size of it for you? Because I.
Hmm? No, it fits perfectly. Fits perfectly.
Some people are wearing it.
There's
like
an
that.
Adjustable element, and I would like to see if it was a little larger.
I put it on my setting. This is my setting, and this is how it lays. Other hats, they fit, they go on when I put it on my. I know the number of little nubs.
Wearing a hat very high on your head like this.
What's your number?
If there's.
My sleep number?
If there's people who are trying to assassinate you, which I can't imagine they aren't in this case, wearing the hat really high up,
bullet goes straight
will cause
the, hat.
The bullet, knife, whatever it is, to just go straight. They think you've got all this extra head up there, but it's just hat. It's
part of why they hate you.
Yeah.
So I think
that's why they miss me. And that's why I keep on keeping on.
That is
so they do miss as
so
well.
So smart.
I didn't know you knew that I was involved in the clandestine world of espionage.
Yeah. No, I thought that people would just try to make you shut up. So when it comes to their involvement.
Yeah.
Maybe we can figure something out because I'm getting we're never gonna unload all this shit.
How many of these you got?
We're underwater, and that's scientifically accurate. Apparently, that the number of hats that Kevin and his GF have created is technically a minor ocean.
Kevin and he's asked us to start referring to her as his boo thing on the show, which I don't.
It's spooky season.
Yeah, I know.
I hope these don't break off. Sometimes these things break really
well,
easily.
This seems be really, gentle with it. They, really no,
you have
they,
to be gentle with this hat? It's not robust.
No, but the way you're...
You have to be gentle with it.
The way you're cranking on it.
Cranking on
and
it.
Going,
like
and going...
Like a tough workman's
I hope
hat.
They don't. I hope they don't break off. Well, they don't break off easily. They don't really? Break off easily. Huh. You got to be a real clumsy jackass to fucking break them
okay.
off. So, and I hope that doesn't happen to you. I hope that. I hope that's not you.
It's like just sort of... Stiff. It's
brand new.
It's yeah, but it's not,
brand new.
It's not very comfortable.
No. It's no. It's
chafing.
It's not broken. It's not. It shouldn't.
Still,
chafe.
I know
that's possibly your skincare routine
your
coming home
your,
to roost.
No, I know trucker
skincare.
Caps.
It's whatever you use in your hair, and it's your
no. I used
dry,
to...
flaky skin that you don't take care of, and it's time, Daddy. To start going to the grocery store, buying some of your own syrup, and also let's have a talk about washing our face at night, right? About using some kind of lotion or product to try to give back to our body and our skin that has given so much to us and not just take, and
but
then blame
that,
a hat later.
But even that might not be enough.
No, it's I not going to help, but Jesus Christ, let's get out of the fucking show without him burying the hat.
Nature and nurture at this point.
No, it's a stifling
no,
hat.
No, genetically, he's fucked. I mean, it's just like, but like, uh-huh. Let's just like, let's not bring that up while we're trying to make the show. Once he leaves the studio, I don't care what happens to this guy's face. But for now, it's like, make it clear it's not the hat. It's not the hat, man. It's something else. Something wrong with you.
Let's check out the next voice memo because it's a lot longer.
Well, thanks for that. I really appreciate the compliment. Okay, so I wanted to come and do a little fun something here where
okay.
I go ahead
straight
and cast you boys in the Disney character roles you would play
a premise
you worked
introduced.
At Disneyland. So
how
let
refreshing.
Me take a look. I've got your Google pictures up here. Okay, I'm looking at Sean and Hayes here. This is a picture, I think,
that
in the Earwolf Studios.
Yeah,
it's a pretty good representation of your faces. Okay, so I'm going to go ahead and say... We're not looking at any Prince Charmings here. And that's not a bad thing.
Good.
It's just Prince Charming
no.
tends to be a little bit darker hair-wise. But I am seeing Prince-like qualities. And here I'm seeing Sean and Hayes on a step and repeat at some sort of Vulture Festival. And I just Google image searched Hollywood Handbook.
Yeah,
so
it's called Vulture Festival.
Okay, I'm going to start with Sean. And I'm not remembering your height exactly, but I think you might be around six foot tall.
6'6". That's right.
I'm so thinking you are Sean that. Would play the prince. And now that is Snow White's prince, and he is just called the prince. He doesn't have a name beyond that.
Yeah, or a personality.
And just getting eyes on Hayes here,
or a character.
It's pretty clear to me that Hayes is a Prince Philip.
Oh.
So that would be Sleeping Beauty's prince. And I think that's where you two would land as far as face characters. There might be some roles for you in the lesser-known movie of Treasure Island, but those characters aren't very popular and they're not represented in the park on a regular basis. But I think, yes, you both could play the princes. And then additionally, I believe you could be double cast as also a Merlin. Now, don't take offense. I know you're thinking Merlin. He's got the long gray hair, the long gray beard. But in fact, Merlin, because of the physicality of the role, was always played by a younger man, a slim man, a sinewy man, a man who can sort of hop and bounce around and kick up his legs. So I think you guys could also definitely go for some Merlin in the parade. And then as far as fuzzy characters, I'm not sure of your heights exactly. Hayes is appearing quite tall to me, which could put him in the goofy height realm. But you'd have to be, you know, 6'1", 6'2", so that might not be realistic. I'm thinking maybe you guys would be closer to a Tigger, a Tigger height. So anyway, I'll let my husband sort of finesse that. Oh, and then also Kevin, of course, Prince Charming.
Yes.
All right. Good luck.
TTFN.
honey?
I just want to say, we've got these notebooks sitting out here, composition books that I guess are props. We've mentioned them before. They put them, it's like you and the syrup. They just show up and, you know, I just do my thing. But I will say, for the first time, I think you should be picking those up and taking notes.
Yeah, I think you're going to need them.
What happened in that that voice memo, not even being in the room, full premise, introduced.
Engage with the hosts, like brought herself into it, her own ideas, get a pen for him. And it actually made me think, and this is where I learned from her, even as a host, where you mentioned that she was a princess, but you also said that you both worked at theme parks. So did you like clean the grease traps with your face or something? Like, what did you do?
I did a series of comedic improv shows.
Ah.
And among other things, yeah.
A fellow comedic performer.
I'm hesitant to say that you and I are fellow anything, but yeah, I think so.
So that's, I'm getting, you know, you say you worked at a theme park.
I've done some improvisos myself.
Oh, yeah.
Not necessarily, I mean, you know, you can buy a ticket and then you just like go in and work,
right.
You know, like you're working, not compensated in a traditional way.
Yeah.
But that's improv, you know, like.
Oh, yeah. No, improv everywhere.
Yeah.
Oh, no, I wasn't improv everywhere. This was improv specifically somewhere.
Specifically somewhere at the theme park.
Yeah.
Could be everywhere.
Just the seamless transition into taking what we were talking about, turning it into like a bit, a substantial bit, and like got us talking. We're not even in the room.
I'm still talking about it.
You know
what I mean? And then... You know, and by the way, it's flattering to have someone sort of vaguely think about your height. That's the kind of thing that, as a guest, you know, it makes the host feel like, oh, okay, it's not all me.
Even though she undersold, said 6'1", 6'2", that might be a stretch.
In fact,
no, this is a stretch right here.
Yeah.
I was stretched.
You're looking at stretch. You're looking at the goddamn Escalade.
But that's the, like, I know she knows. You know?
Yeah, she knows.
But she throws it out there. That's how we spar.
She didn't even remember your name.
But that's how it works.
You can hear the keyboard typing.
She pretends to hesitate.
That's the sizzling banter.
So like we create this false antagonism. She knows she's our business partner.
Come on. No, we all did physicals with each other before we actually got it.
What do you mean?
When you engage in a substantial financial contract like mm-hmm. this, you all get in the same room and a doctor gives you physicals and he shouts out the numbers that he's getting for everyone. Yes. So everyone knows, okay, this person is healthy. I am not going to be, you know, tied up in this, like with all of my money associated with someone who is, in the case of Hayes, you know, under 6'3". Yeah. It's like, no, this guy's 6'3". Then he says about Amanda, like, okay, heart beat strong. And he'll yes. shout that at me. Then he comes over to me. He goes, okay, 6'1", you know, you could probably tell people 6'2" if you want, but just it's 6'1", you know. But and then, you know, he goes over to whoever else. Was Maria there?
Yeah.
And he goes like, okay, hair, like thick, lustrous hair, you know. And then he goes back over to Hayes.
And so it's all like you get like, I see you getting like territorial a little bit, but like it's just we're all in the same room. None of like nothing between the four of us. It's just the doctor doesn't wash his hands, of course, between each physical.
Who did he start? What was the order of people?
He's honestly, it was so crazy.
He's wearing
there.
A blindfold.
What
so
was
it's
crazy?
Not, yeah.
Why was it crazy? It seems like it should be pretty ordered.
It was just like clinical. It was like a and being inside a pinball machine.
Yeah.
Fuck me.
You could have been involved. I mean, you yeah. absolutely could have been a part of the venture.
I wouldn't put a dime of my money in this dog and pony
okay, so
show.
I mm-hmm. wonder if this is another wouldn't, couldn't. Mm-hmm. Today we've already established that we got to use the words interchangeably.
Uh-huh.
So.
Yeah, I couldn't either. I couldn't or I wouldn't and I shouldn't.
What's the first episode?
What is it?
Mm-hmm.
It's called Operation Petticoat.
Okay.
It's about princesses.
Uh-huh.
So they've, you know, through the years had many interesting stories about being a princess at Disneyland. We talked to some that tell about some, you know, guest.
What theme park has an improv show?
Well, Disney had a few comedy shows. Some were improv.
That's under fantasy?
Who's fantasy?
Fucking guy. It's your fantasy to you get paid fair, to do improv.
You have a fair question there.
Yeah.
That's a fair question.
Jesus Christ.
Are there any other...
I got a voice memo for you.
What do you want?
More bacon.
This is what I'm dealing with. This is supposed to be my escape, this podcast.
Mm-hmm. Uh-huh.
But you've behaved effectively to me.
What did
like I do? Some sort of epic bacon bro this entire time.
Me? I'm a bacon bro? I don't know what a bacon bro is other than a bacon brother. Is that what you're referring to? The band, the Bacon Brothers?
No, Matt. Those are, by your own admission, very different.
What's a bacon bro?
If you can't spot the bacon bro at the mm-hmm. podcast recording,
mm-hmm.
it's you.
You're it, pal.
Okay, maybe I am, but what? Can you tell me what a bacon bro is?
It's not good.
If you have to ask, you can't afford it.
That's the sad fact, brother.
Here's one more voice memo from Amanda.
Well, I'm going to have to get my lawyer on that. I'm not touching that. Well, it's time for me to go, but this has been a really fun chat, and I just wanted to leave you with a little something, a little tummy teaser, as you will. As we're going into Halloween tummy season, it's getting kind of spooky out there. Wonderful. We have an entire episode in Keys to the Kingdom all about the Scaractors, which, much as you probably promotion. Are guessing, are the characters who scare you it's at like any of one of the Fright Fests that you can attend at the various theme parks. And I know that Sean and Hayes are
right on.
Really, really into Halloween.
You never first though. That's interesting.
And so I think they'll really enjoy that episode. Another little fun thing that we have is a story. We talked to a Wall Street Journal reporter who wrote an entire article about how common it is for people to spread their loved one's ashes at Disneyland and Disney World. And we go well into that and hear some pretty insane stories. here's just a little tidbit for you. When the janitorial staff calls it in, they get on their little mics and they go, "We've got a code grandma over at the Haunted Mansion." These are the sorts of insider trade secrets of the theme park world you're going to get when you listen to Keys to the Kingdom. So, and on that, I must get into my bubble bath that I've had running. I like to run it really hot and then wait until it gets quite tepid. I will see you boys at home.
Okay, wait, now that what? Was...
Wait a minute. What? What? What am I... What don't I know? What don't I know?
I think you did know on some level. I mean, yeah. She's talking about... She said, sue me in the first clip. She said, talk about her lawyers in the third one. This, she has legal action on the brain. Mm-hmm. Like,
she's talking about spreading a loved one's ashes. Buddy, if you can't spot the code grandma at the podcast, oh, you're it.
Oh, my God.
Something I will also say, arguably more devastating, that she had no concern that you would have talked about any of this.
No,
stuff.
You're so right.
She knew that.
You're so right.
She knew that it was all going to be.
Let me cover all the exciting promotional information for the show.
My God. I mean, we're 48 minutes in. It's October 14th.
Yeah.
Oh, my God.
There was no discussion from you about any characters, any spooky Halloween stuff.
No,
you're
none so of the various right. You have Kevin at the theme park.
Desperately. Doing a soft shoe over there, talking about spooky season, trying mm-hmm. to...
Bringing up his boo thing every other sentence. I don't know, Matt. I don't know. I'm mostly embarrassed for myself. Such a champion of yours. I have to sneeze.
Bye.
That was a HeadGum Podcast.